And Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph is starting a new sugya. And six lines from the top. Boy minei Rabbi Avine me Rav Sheshes Bas hanizoines min ha'achim Maise yodeho lemi. Let us see what Rashi says. Bas hanizoines min ha'achim shekach utnai ksube bepirkim. The tnai ksube, that means this is a tnai ksube, filo, if it was not written in the ksube beferish, it's a tnai bezin, that this is a chelik of the shibudim of the ksube. Benon nukvon the heaven lechiminoi. A husband writes to his wife that any daughters you will have from me. Inun yohain yosmin bebeisi umitzinen minichsai adeti lokchun leguvrin. Like this, the halacha is that in Hilchis Yerusha, if there's a ben and a bas, so the bonim yarshin. The bonois do not have a chelik in the Yerusha. There's a tnai bezdin that even though they don't yerush, they're not yerushim, but there's a tnai in the bezdin in the ksube that they should get mezoines from the nechosim. That means the yerushim are mechuyev to give them from their yerusha, from what they yarshined, mezoines. And the mechuyev to give them mezoines ad the tilokhin leguvrin, until you'll get married, we're going to support you. That is a tnai ksube. Now, what is the shaila? Is bas hanizoines min ha'achim maise yodeho lemi? Who does her maise yodayim belong to? She works, who does it belong to? What are the two tzadim? The tzad number one is b'mokim of kaimi. Now the yoshim are in the place of the father. Mahosom maise yodeho lo, just like when the father was alive, her maise yodayim belonged to the father. Hochinami maise yodeho la'achim. So now that the father is not here anymore, but since they're bimkaimovia, they're the ones that are now giving her mezoinis, is maisi yodel la'achim. Oidilme loidomi lov, they are not similar to the father. Hosom mididei mitzine, by the father, they're eating from his mezoinis. He's supporting them. So therefore, the mezoines belong to the father. Hoche lav miditu mitzine. Here, they are not supporting her. So the poshib shat in the gemore, it would seem, that means they're not giving their own money. They only have to give mezoines from the Yerusha money. Now, I'd like to give a little hakdome to understand the Tzodei HaShaila. The Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara as follows, and we'll see in Taisvis also more or less this Nekude. First of all, we have to know that the Maisei Yedei Ktano and the Naro belong to the father Min HaTorah. We learn out from a pasuk. Aktane, we say, hashte zvuni mezabinlov. The pasuk says he can sell her for an omo maise yodeo mi boy. About the give is, her maise yodayim belong to the father. This is a psakal bochema. And when she becomes a nairo, which he can't sell her anymore. He can only sell Aktana. When she's a Naira, she leaves the Odin. So we learn that from a Pasuk, V'chiyimker ish es bitoy la'omo. So we're makish bitoy la'omo. Ma'omo Maise Yodel le Rabo Afpas Maise Yodel le Avio. So we have Limudim min HaTorah that the Maise Yedei Ktane, the Maise Yedei Naira belong to the father, min HaTorah. Why do they belong to the father? Billy Meiker Adin, the Pasuk says it belongs to the father. There's a Taisvis in Mesechtes Gittin that says, since normally the Derech HaOlam is that a father supports a daughter, usually he gives her mezainis, that's why the Torah was makne maise yodeho le'aviho. But it's not li'ikuve. That means that you'll have a father which will not give mezainis. It's also, normally that's the seder, but that's not, but that's not li'ikuve. Le'maise, maise yodeho belongs to the father. Now, let's just mention one more nikudah, which we'll have later in the Gemara, but just let's speak it out now. That what we say, even though he doesn't give her mezainis, maise yodeho belongs to him, that means after we'll deduct the amount, if he doesn't give her anything, so who's going to support her? So then, if she works, she supports herself. That is zicha, she doesn't have to work and give him the maise yodayim and then start worrying how she's going to eat. That's zicha. If he doesn't support her, kineged mezainai seho, the maise yodayim zicha belong to her. The shaila would be hadofe. That means if she needs, let's say, $100 a week for her mezainis, and she makes $150 a week, so then, min ha-Torah, the extra $50 belongs to the father. And we say that's, Taisus mentioned, because since it's the derech for a father to support, that's why the Torah was mezakeh. We're speaking about a deraisa dikeschus in maise yodayim. From, as the sugya will progress, we'll see, when the Gemara clears a shayla, Abbas hanizaynis min ha'achem, which the whole chiyav mezainis over here, this is taka chiyav mezainis, al tnai ksube, ma'isa yodeho lemi, the Gemara is not clearing about adereisa dike shayla, min ha'teire zicha, it belongs to her. Now the Gemara is clearing in the chiyuv tnai ksube, when the father obligated himself to give mezainis from his yerusha, that means his that the yoshim amechuyev to give mezainis from what he leaves over, was this shibud given with an understanding that it will be the same that it was b'chayov. And just like by chayov, which normally he does give mezainis, the maise yodayim belong to him. So the shibud of the tnai ksube is given also with such an understanding that, that she'll get mezainis from the yerusha, and her maise yodayim will belong to the yachim. Or maybe not. Or maybe not. There's a difference between the father is giving her mezainis and the yoshim are giving her mezainis. There he's giving her on his own accord from his money. So the Poshib Shat in the Gemara is, Taisus did not learn like this, Rashi did also not learn like this. Bekevega wants to say this, the Poshib Shat is they're not giving her anything. She only gets from the Yerusha. Lav miditu mitzineh. Whatever they yashin, they're giving her mezainis. But they, because of that, they should be zoiche b'maise yodeh. This is not similar to what was in existence when the father was alive. So could be that the Chazal never made a takone that her maisa yadayim should belong to them. Or maybe they did make a takone. So we're speaking about adarabon and dike takone. Since mitnaik sube de mechuyiv to give her mezainis, maybe the maisa yadayim belong to those who are giving her mezainis. Kamoisha hoya noyig bechaye avia. That was the shaila of the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Lav mididhu elo mitnai ksubes imon." Rashi would seem learn pshat. We're not speaking about who it belongs to. That means they're not giving on their own accord. They're mechuyev to give. Taisa says klo like that. That the Gemara means to say that they're not giving on their own accord. They're forced to give mezainis. For that, Chazal were not misakin that they should be zoiche b'maisa yodel. Al kolponim, we have here Chabavine est Rav Sheshes Ashayla. And again, this is Ashayla mida Rabbonon, where the Rabbonon misakin from the chiyuv of Tnaik Sube, that since she gets mezainis, do the Yoshim get her maisa yodel, or does her maisa yodel belong to her? Omaloi. So Rav Sheshes answered the shaila. Tnisua, we learned. Almone nizaynes minichse yisaymim. We learned a similar halacha. And almone is nizaynes minichse yisaymim, umaisi yodeo shalohem. What does Rashi say? Almone nizaynes minichse yisaymim. Dainamit naiksubehi bepirkin. This is also what naiksubeh. Atehe yosve bebeisi, in the ksuba it says, that you'll be able to remain living in my house, umitzine minichsai, kol yemei meger amalusech, kol zman, you're an almone, you'll get mezainis from the Yerusha. And there it says, umaise yodeho shelohem. Now, the maise yodayim of an almone is zichanat. Zicha nare psateure dikedin. This is zicha ad rabonin diketakone. But it seems that's how the takone was. If the tnai ksube is mechayev that she gets mezainis, so that's a chelik of the tnai ksube. You get mezainis and we are zeiche in your maise yodai. So Rav Sheshes was poishet the shaila. He was poishet a yesayme from an almona. So Rabbi Yavina asked him, "Mi domi?" It's not similar. Almona soi loinechelei behalvoche. By his almona, he doesn't want that she should have extra money. So Mamela, there he wants that the Yoshim should get her Maisa Yodayim. Bitoi Nechelei Bahalvoche, but his daughter, he wants she should have extra money. I mean, what is Pshat? So Pshat is because his daughter has to get married. He's not around to give her Anadin. So Lemaisa, there is a Chelik of the Yerushim, which they have to give the daughter for marriage costs for anadin, but if he'd be alive, Mestama, he'd be able to give more. So Memele, he wants that his daughter should have extra money in order that it should be easier for her to find the shidduch. So Memele, you can't, there's a new factor over here. A daughter is nichalei bahal voche, so therefore the maisa yodayim belong to her. Almoni doesn't have a special interest that she should have extra money, so therefore Kert, he wants that the maisa yodayim should belong to the Yosh. So the Gemara asks lememre, so what are you telling me? The bitoi adifalei me almonosoi, that means he's more concerned over the needs of the daughter than over the needs of the almoneh. So therefore, he wants that she should have avocha. That's why you're telling me, maisa yodeha belongs to her. The almoni is not so concerned. So then, therefore, her maisa yodeha belongs to the yoshim. So the Gemara says, v'omar rabbi abe, omar rabbi yosi, osu almone eitzel habas, kibas eitzel achim b'nechosim mu'otim. By nechosim mu'otim, they said an almone eitzel habas is kibas eitzel achim. Ma habas eitzel achim habas nizoynes v'achim yishelu al apsochim. Af almone eitzel habas, almone nizoynes v'abas tishoel al apsochim. Now, let us explain the Gemara's kasha. We mentioned before there's a tnai ksube that the Abbas is supposed to get mezainis. That means habonim yirshu, the bonim yarshin, the nechosim belongs to them, and they have to give her mezainis. Now, what is the halacha if there's not sufficient funds for both? That means if we will cheshben out how much money will be needed to give mezainis for the daughter, so the Yerusha is more or less taken up for the daughter. There's a certain amount, either till when she'll get married or when she becomes a boigress. There's different shiurim, till when Abbas is nizainis. But if there's not enough money for both, so Chazal made a takone. That's called nechosim mu'otim. Nechosim mu'otim means there's not sufficient money for the bonim to even have mezainis and the bonis to have mezainis. If both will have, the bonis will not have enough mezainis. So Chazal were mesakim habonis nezainis vabonim yishu alapsochim. That fakert, the amount of money that is left, that's meyuchid for the mezainis habas. And what's going to be with the bonim? They have a problem, so they'll go from house to house and ask for mezainis. That is the halacha. Now, menachosim uotim. Now, what happens if we have a similar situation with an almona and a bas? Now, we have an almona and a bas, so minatayre hu yarshins, the almona, the bas, minatayre the bas yarshins. Now, the almona has a schus mezainis. So now, what will be if there's not sufficient funds to give both mezainis? So the halacha is the almona nizainis v'habas tishoel al apsochim. So we see from over here that if there is a need for both of them to have mezainis and there's not enough funds to supply for both of them, so the almona has a din kedime over the bas. So the Gemara is asking, so what are you telling me? Rav Sheish has brought a raya from Almona. Just like Almona, Maisi Yodel, Yoshim, Abbas, Maisi Yodel, Lachim. That was Rav Sheish's dictator. So Rabbi Yavina asked Rav Sheish, Atushtel, Abbas, he wants that she should have extra money. And Almona, he doesn't care if she has extra money. So you're telling me he's more concerned over the bas than over his Almona. I'll prove to you it's benahapachu, it's pumfakert. By nechosim muwatim, the halacha is also Almona eitzel abas, ke bas eitzel achim benechosim muwatim. Ma bas eitzel achim, ma bas nizoynis v'achim yishalu al apsochim. So we see he's more concerned over the welfare of the Almona than of the Bas. So what is pshat in your upshlok? So the Gemara answers, everything is relative. Le'inyin zilusa almanosa yadifalei. No, that's 100% sure. If it's nechosim mu'otim, and there's not sufficient funds for both of them, so one will have to go from door to door to beg for mezainis. So Zicher, he's more chas on his almone than the daughter. So that instead of the almone should be mizalzel herself, Pakel, let his daughter be mizalzel herself. Le'inyin ziluse amanosa yadif alei. Le'inyin halvoche bita yadif alei. But when we're clang a different shayla, we're clang a shayla, does he want that his daughter should have extra money when she'll get married? So then, Fakir, then he's more concerned over the daughter than over his almone. He's not mechuyev to marry off his almone, he's mechuyev to marry off his daughter. So legabi halvoche, so could be he's doyik on the welfare of his daughter. So therefore it could be maisa yodeho liyatzmo, and it's no raya from almone to maisa yodeho lachim. But when it comes to by nechosim mo'otim, mi yishal ala psochim, then take it's the basis yishal ala psochim, because there we're speaking about the zilusa of the almone, and his chos on the zilusa of the almone. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, bitoy nechalei bahar voche, shetaviach maise yodeo, she should be maviach, her maise yodeim, levad mi parnasosa, that means besides the nadin, that also she has a schus to get a chelik of the nechosim for a nadin, besides that, he wants she should have extra money. It should be easier for her to get married. But Almone is not Nichalei Bahavoche. So the Gemara asks, we find Almone Eitzel Abbas, Mishe Meis, Veiniach Almone Ubas, Benechosim Muotim, if there's Nechosim Muotim, She'ein Behem Kedei Parnosash Shneim Osa Chodesh. So here Rashi says that we cheshbin, if there's a year's supply, if there'd be a year's supply for both, so then that's enough. We're not doyik kol yimei. Like this, the halacha is that the almone is entitled to mezainis kozman, she's an almone. But legabi the takona of nechosim u'otim, that we say that she has to be secure with mezainis, we only cheshben Rashi holds with a year's supply. She'ein b'em k'dei parnosa shneim osa chodesh, if there's not enough in the Yerushim to support both of them for 12 months, so then k'dama beg mishameis baba basa. Uktoni, so we learned as follows. Abonais yezoinu v'abonim yishul ala psochim. So that's if there's bonais and bonim, if there's an almonel bonais, so the almonis nizainis, and the bonis is yishalu alapsoch. Bekitza. So what are we up to so far? We're up to so far as follows. They asked a shayla from Rav Sheshes, a bas that gets mizainis, Mitnai Ksube, who does the Maisi Yadayim belong to? Rav Sheshes compared Abbas to an Almone, just like an Almone Maisi Yodel Leyorshim is Huadin Abbas Maisi Yodel Leyorshim. That's how Rav Sheshes was Poshet to Shaila. And Rabbi Yavine wanted to differentiate. Could be that Abbas is different than Almone, because by Abbas he wants she should have Avocha, so therefore Abbas will be Maisa Yodeh Latz. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. So now Rabbi Yosef asked Akashe and Rabbi Sheshes. You Rabbi Sheshes said that Maisa Yodel belongs to the Yoshim. Now let us learn our Mishnah. Now Mishnah says, Maisa Yodeho Umtziyoso. What is the halachim if she worked Bechaye Aviyo? Or she found a Metziah Bechaye Aviyo? Afalpi Shaloi Govsa, even though she as yet did not collect the Maisa Yadayim, her employer owes her the money. Maisa of Harei Hein Shel Achim. So the Mishnah says that the Maisa Yadayim that accumulated B'chaye Oviho, the Yorshim Yarshinit. That's what the Mishnah says. Taima, so if we learn the Mishnah Elach, Taima the Bechaye Ha'ob, so it would seem, the Maisa Yodayim that she accumulated Bechaye Ha'ob, that Me'iker Adin belongs to the father, because we said that Me'iker Minat Teire, Maisa Yodayim, Bita belongs to the father. So Be'emison, the employer, owes the father the money. So when the father died, this money that was owed to him, he's meirish to his bonnet. Hola acha misesa'ov, but it would seem the maisa yodayim that she accumulated after misesa'ov, la'atzma, belonged to her. It seems the Mishnah is only telling us, when do the yoshim take the maisa yodayim? If it was Maisa Yodayim that they were shuldik to the Yop, so then he's Meirish Bono. But if she made Maisa Yodayim after Mises Ha'ov, it seems that belongs to her. So that's not like Rav Sheshes. So Rav Yosef continued. Now, what's the kasha? Our whole shaila was, Bas hanizaynes min ha'achim. That was the shaila. If since they're giving her mizaynes from a mele, the maisa yadayim should belong to them. So Rav Yosef and the Esther Kashe, my love, Mistoma, our Mishnah is speaking about a case that they're giving her mizaynes. That means the father left over Yerusha, and she's getting mizaynus. Ba'af al-pikein, the Mishnah is telling us that the Maisa Yodayim do not belong to the Yachim. So the Gemara answers, loy, b'she'enei nizaynus. It's speaking about that not giving her mizaynus. It's the Mishnah speaking about that the father did not leave over any money. And if the father didn't leave over any money, so that's poshet that the Maisa Yadayim belongs to her. Now let us see Rashi so far. Let us see what Rashi says. Taime de Bechaye Yehovah. The Mishnah would seem, why do the Yoshim Yashin the Maisa Yadayim? Because this Maisa Yadayim was accumulated Bechaye Yehov. Vizocha Boyehov Leirishe Labono. And the father was Eicha to be Meirish Labono. Hola acha misis avasosai, but would seem, what if she made this maisa yodayim after misis of havala atzma? Midi itzarech letana lashminim. That means, what is the Tana telling us? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The reisha of the Mishnah is really poshut. Vashteitzach. Maisa Yadayim belongs to the father, and Vashteitzach, if the father died, the Yerush the Maisa Yadayim. So Mistome, the whole Mishnah was written Lidiyuke. But the Maisa Yadayim of La'acha Misesov does not belong to the Yerush. Midisa, because that's why the Tanya is to tell us Allah, else he's not telling us anything. That's Poshet, that the Maisa Yadayim Shel Chaye Yaviya belongs to the Yerush. So the Gemara says, so Mestamet's coming to tell us, even though she's Nizaynis from the Yerushim, Afal Pikim, the Maisa Yadayim belong to her. Zakash and Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara answered, Loi, B'she'ena Nizaynis. That's true. Your Diyak is a true Diyak. But the Mishnah is speaking about, we're not giving Kama Zaynis. If not giving Kama Zaynis, then Taka Maisa Yodel belongs to her. Kegoyin Shloi Hoyu Nechosim. There was no Nechosim. The father didn't leave over any Nechosim. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. If there's no Nechosim, the Maisa Yodayim belongs to her. Now let's see further the Gemara. So that's the dichoy of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Rav Yosef wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about when she gets mezainis, vafal pike maisa yodel la'atzmom. So Rav Sheshes said, no, it's speaking about when she doesn't get mezainis. So the Gemara asks, ibishayna nizainis, please. If you're saying that the Mishnah is coming to tell us b'sheina nizainis, Maila Memre, what is the Chiddush? That's Poshet. That if she's not getting Mezoinis, Zichid HaMaisi Yodel belongs to her. Afilu Laman De Yoma Yochel HaRav Loimel LeEved Asei Imi Ve'inei Zoncho. Afilu according to Man De Yoma that by an Eved Knani, a Odin has the right to tell his Eved, I want you to work for me, and I'm not going to give you Mezoinis. You have a problem, go to Kupas Ezra. That means I will not support you. And the halacha is that he can do this. He's not Mechuyev, it's Eved. Knani is Gufoy Konoy. He's Mechuyev to work for him, and he's not Mechuyev to be Mesada Mezoinis for him. That's by an Eved Knani. Obohani mili b'Eved Knani, like Siv Bei Imcha. It doesn't say Kisoche v'soyshev yeh Imcha. Imcha means equivalent to you. Aval Eved Ivri. Dech Siv Bei Imcha loy. But Eved Ivri, but it says Imcha, you can't do such a thing. You can't tell an Eved to work and then be doyig on your mezainis. You, if you want him, you want to have a chelik in this ma'isa yodav, you have to give him mezainis. Is kolshkein bita, avada give his bita, he zicher, can't tell the boss that you work and you give me your ma'isa yodayim, and I'm not mechuyev to give you mezainis. So memele, so we're up to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Rav Sheshes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Zadiyak from the Mishnah. Davke the Maisi Yodayim, which accumulated Bechaye Yehov, belongs to the Yoshim. But it would seem the Maisi Yodayim that she made after Mises Aviyah belongs to her. And when is the speaking? If they're not giving her Mezoinis. So it's Poshet that the Maisi Yodayim belongs to her. So we wouldn't need a Mishnah for this. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Reish is Poshet, the Seif is Poshet. So Kochach, we have to say that the Mishnah is coming to tell us this Diyuk, that even though he's giving her Mezoinis, Aval Pikein Maisi Yodayim belongs to her, and there's a Kasha and Rav Sheshes. This is Rav Yosef's Kasha and Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, no, it's no kashe. Oma Rabbe Barula loy nitzcha ella lahadofe. No, the Mishnah is speaking about, he's not giving her mezainis. The Gemara wants to shlug up Rav Yosef's kashe. Rav Yosef, when one gives mezainis, then Rav Sheshes is right. When you give mezainis, the Maisi Yadayim belong to the Yosh. Just like the father. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that when they don't give Mezoinis, the Maisa Yodel belongs to her. So he said, oh, that's Poshet. I mean, but she should work and you won't give her Mezoinis. He says, no, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even though her Mezoinis, she needs, let's say, $100 a week for Mezoinis, and she makes $150. So I would think that the $50 go to the Yoshim. So the Mishnah tells us, no, if they're not giving her Mezoinis, she keeps the $50 also. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah telling us the Chiddush, that the Hadofet does not belong to the Yoshim. But if the Yoshim give her Mezoinis, and that was the Shaila that was asked from Rav Sheshes, then could very well be that the Yoshim do get the Mezoinis. So Memele, Rav Yosef, who asked Akasha and Rav Sheshes from the Mishnah, please, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Yoshim are not giving her Mezoinis. And the Mishnah is telling us the Abba Tahadofa doesn't belong to them. Rav Sheish is speaking about when they give mezainis, then could be the maisi, her maisi that belongs to them. Let us see Rashi. So the Gemara asked if it's pshayna nizainis maile memre, the yukele yitzach lashminin. This diyek, I don't need to tell us the osso la'acha misis sa'ov la'atzma. That's poshet. He's not going to become a zainis. Vashteitzis belongs to her. Bilashmin and he goofed the masha osso sabachayov la'achim. It's also pshit. The zoche beyov, the mamoinu, v'lav knose. Afilu l'man da'oma mesechis gitten plukte, if he could say to neviknani yaseimi veini zoncho. So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to tell us l'hadof. The Mishnah was written to tell us this diyek. Lashmin in the maise yodel lachamises of la'atzma. Ubishayin in his oynes. The loiteimo. And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Schush azichsa toira lo'ov bebitay momen hularishay labonim. You shouldn't say that the father has a schus to take her maise yodayim, even if he doesn't give her mezainis, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. So you shouldn't say schus shezichsa teira lo'ov bebite momen ulerisha labonim, and the mele the hadofe will belong to the yoshim. Udikashiloch b'maitid zayn holoi gorim yevedivri kitzoch hashmini ladofe. The Mishnah is coming to tell us when there's a dof, Shemais yede oide falmazayne seitzach lashmina. So, Mamela, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that I don't say that just like Maise yedei habas belongs to the father, I don't say, and if there would be a dof, I feel like it didn't give a mezainis, it would belong to the father. I don't say he's meirish this chus to the yoshim. That is what the Mishnah is telling us, that he's not meirish this chus maise yodayim to the yoshim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that the dof does not belong to the yoshim. But Rav Sheish is speaking about a different shayla. Rav Sheish is speaking about when they're giving her mezainis, so it could be them. That's how the shibud of the Tnai Ksuba went. You give her mezainis, and she'll give you her maisa yodai. So it comes out the kasha that Rav Yosef had asked Rav Sheish from our Mishnah is no kasha. That's what we're up to now. So the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Gavre Rabbe Kerav Yosef lo yoda de Ika Hadofe bekomoisef tiyufte. So Rove said, we have to understand, if Rabbi Yosef asked Akasha from the Mishnah, and he wanted a proof from the Mishnah, that afilu b'mokayim, that they give him a zaynis, maisi yodeos la'atzma, he didn't know this diktayre, that you could say the Mishnah is speaking about that they're not giving him a zaynis, and the Mishnah sang us the chiddush of Adofa, Rav Yosef couldn't figure this out. He was a gavra rabbi, Rav Yosef. Elo omarove. No, the kasha of Rav Yosef was a different kasha. Rav Yosef masnisin gufei kashale. Rav Yosef had a kasha from the Mishnah. What kasha did he have from the Mishnah? Diktoni. We learned in the Mishnah, maisei yodeho. The Mishnah is speaking about when the father was alive. That's the bava of the Mishnah. Then we have a diik. But let's speak about the what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, maisei yodeho umtziyoso. If she worked b'chaye yovio, or she found a mitziye b'chaye bio. Af al pisha loigopsa, even though she did not collect it yet, but it belongs to the father, and the father is meirishe to the yosha. So the Gemara asks, bishloime by maise yodayim, the Loshna Mishnah is very good. It's possible she worked, and as yet she did not collect the Ma'isi Yadayim. So the Mishnah is saying, even though she didn't collect the Ma'isi Yadayim, but the Ma'isi Yadayim belongs to the father, so Memele is Meirish this to his Bonim. But Mitziyosa, Miman Govye, how is one Goiva a Mitziya? A Mitziya is something else. Mitziya is, she found a Mitziya, the Zatakona de Rabbonim, that the Mitziya belongs to the father. So how does the Loshen of Afal Pisha Loi Gov, so how can this apply to a Mitziya? Elo Lav Hochi Koma. So Be'emison, Afal Pisha Loi Gov, so is going about Mice, on Mice Yodeo. So how does Mitziya come in? Now the Tane put in Mitziya in the Mishnah to make a Hekesh. Elo Hochi Koma. Ma'isi yodeho ki mitziyoso. Her ma'isi yodayim have the same halachas like the mitziyah she finds. Ma mitziyoso bechaye ha'ov la'av. Just like by a mitziyah, if she finds it, bechaye ha'ov la'av, but la'acha misis ha'ov la'atzmo, even though they're giving her mazainis, Af Maisi Yodeo Nami, Bechaye Ha'ov, Le'ov, Lachamisi Sa'ov, La'atzmo, Shma Minom. So now, Rove explained Rav Yosef's kasha was a different kashin gans. Rav Yosef had a kashin. How does Mitziya come into the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Le'govso? Which does not at all apply by a Mitziya. So Al-Kochach Mitziya was written for Dafa Bishalei Govsa is going a Maisa Yadayim. And Mitziya was written to be Makish Maisa Yadayim Limitziyos. Let us see what Rashi says. Omar Rav, V'chi Gavre Rabbe Kerav Yosef, Do'is V'lohot Yufte, Lo'yhave Yoda De'ika Hadofe, he didn't realize that there's hadofe. Umotzi litchuye, you could be matche de kashe. Ulishnuye, we could answer that the sefer, the diuk of the reisha speaking about, b'she'eino nizoynis, they're not giving her mizoynis. And the chiddush is ula hadofe, and the hadofe does not belong to the yerushim. Rabbi Yosef can figure this out. V'afilohochi yoiswa. Afal pikein, Rabbi Yosef est hakashe from the Mishnah. Hello, Kolchoch, Rabbi Yosef, Taime Yoda, the Tufte Ma'al Yasi. He knew he's asking a good kasha. V'hochi kashle mesnisen ad Rav Sheishes, tektoni masnisen. It says in the Mishneh, Mitziyoso, im Maise Yodeo. It says together, the Mitziyah belongs to the Yav, the Maise Yodeo belongs to the Yav, and he's Meirishet to the Yachim. V'lom alila misnaye, it doesn't fit in. Who are you gave a Mitziah from? Ela lav hochi koma. Maise yodeo kim tziyoso. De masha ososo b'chaye ha'ov. Lo'o. Uli yoshim. Umasha ososo lachem misiso b'la'atzmo. Just like Mitziah is. The Mitziya that she finds Bechaye Yov is Lo'ov in Liyoshim. Lachemises Ov is Lo'ov. Ma Mitziyoso. So what's why the Mitziyoso Pshitalon the La'atzma. Mitziya there's no Shaila. The La'achemises Ov belongs to her. Va'filu Bechaye Ho'ov. Lo'izochi Behenov. Elim Kein Smucha Al Shulchone. The father's only zeich in the mitziya if she's smucha al shachoni, he's supporting her. Kedamrinem bebob mitziya, umishum eva. There was a takone. The kivin, the ene chayev bimzeine seho bechayev, kedisnam bepilkim. There's no chayev on a father to give mizainis to a daughter. Ha'ov ene chayev bimzeinis bitoy. Vi amrit mitziyoso la'atzmo, so he's a fine person, he gives her everyday mizoynis, he makes sure she has what to eat. the amrit mitziyosa la'atzmai sula yoib lo mizaynis. Now she went and she found $100 bill. She didn't work. She didn't do anything. She found it. So he'll feel slighted and hurt. Where's that koras ha'toiv that I give her every day mizaynis? So memele, if the mitziyah will not belong to the father, so there'll be eivah, there'll be friction between her and her father. So the Chazal made a takone, mitziyas bitoy belongs to the father. L'kama b'pikin ha'memrinin zakoy b'mitziyos ha'mishameiv, fine. Abol achin, but by the achin, there's nothing to be afraid of. Al kolchayu mitzino minichsei ha'ov. The achim don't have a choice in the matter. They're mechuyev to give a mezainis al tetnai ksubim. So memela, there's nothing to be afraid of. And if they'll feel bad, but they won't do it, they can't do anything about it. They're mechuyev to give a mezainis. So memela, mitzias habas la'achim mises ha'ov, zichi belongs to her. So this was the kasha that Rav Yosef asked on Rav Sheshes. He understood that Afalpi Sheloi Govso does not fit in Gabi Mitziyoso. So Mitziyoso was put in the Mishnah to be Makish Maishidelu Mitziyoso and to tell us that La'acha Misa Savio the Maisa Yodayim, just like the Mitziyah belongs to her and not to the Yosef. That was Rav Yosef's kasha. Rav Sheshes didn't hold of this hekish. Yeah. So Bameila, Rav Sheshes held that lacha mises ovio, if the Yoshim are giving a mezainis, maisi yadel belongs to the Yoshim. Fine. Itmar nami, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Bas hanizoynis min ha'achim maise yodeho la'atzmo. He says, Rav also said this. Not only Rav Yosef said this, but Rav said that not like Rav Sheshes, maise yodeho la'atzmo. Oma Rav Kahane. My time. What is the time of Rav? Tersi visnachaltem oisom livneichem achreichem. Oysom livneichem. Now this is speaking about an Eved Knani, that you're meirish an Eved Knani to your children. An Eved Knani is gufoy konis, which is just like your chamer, just like when the father dies. He's meirish his chamer to his children, whatever he possesses, so he's meirish his Eved Knani also to the children. But there's a diak, oysom livneichem, v'loy b'nei seichem livneichem. Magid she'ein odom meirish schus bitoy livnoy. Now, we have to understand one thing, that the Gemara over here is l'chere not form. The whole shaila of the Gemara, if the maisa yadayim belongs to the Yoshim, or belongs to her, is only at the Rabbon and the Keshayla. That means, could be, that's how the Tnai Ksube was set up, that they'll give Mezoines, and she in return will give them Maisi Yedayim. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. Min HaToire, we said there's no Shaila whatsoever. Min HaToire, the Maisi Yedei Bas belongs to the father, but the Yoshim Zichre don't have a schus in her maisa yodai. That's how we started off the sugya. So the sugya we're clearing at the rabbon on the keshayla. And this the rabbon on the keshayla we have as follows. Rav Sheshe said the maisa yodai does belong to the Yoshim. Rav Yosef and Rav says the maisa yodai does not belong to the Yoshim. Mi the rabbonon. Min ha'toyr is upkeret. Now Rav Kahane brought a raya to Rav because the pasuk says min ha'toire the maisi yodayim doesn't belong to her. So this is a bissel modne. This is a time of Rav. I mean, everyone holds min ha'toire doesn't belong. So Tosis is ma'ire the shaila. Ein echanami. Rav Kahane is just getting the facts straight.
And he's just saying, Enechnami Rav Sheshis is also made to this. But Al Kaponim, Rav said clearly that if Elumi the Rabbonim, the Maisi Yadayim do not belong to the Yoshim. So Rav Kahane said, why doesn't the Maisi Yadayim belong to the Yoshim in Atayri? So he says, there's a Pasuk, Nistachal Tamoisim Levnechem Acheichem, Oysam Livnechem, Veloy Bnei Seichem Livnechem, Magish and other Meirish Schuspitoi Livnoi. What does Rashi say? Receive Nistachal Tamoisam Avodim Knani, Schus Bitoi, Schus Shazich Soloi Teire Bebitoi. Now, Maski Flo Rabbe. Now, Rabbe, all of a sudden, is asking a question which we didn't call him about till now. He said, you know, maybe the Maisi Yedei Bas belongs to the Yerushim in HaTorah. Ah, you have a miut, v'snachaltem oysom livneichem acheichem, oysom livneichem v'loi b'nei seichem livneichem, that the achim do not yarshin the schusa of bebitoim, ve'eima bepitoi habas, uknosois, v'chavolois hakosov medaber. Maybe the Pasuk is only speaking about by Oynes, Umefate, this is a Milsa de Loishchiche, and Chavolis, we'll see in a minute what Chavolis means. Maybe these things, the Torah says, only it belongs to the Father, Menosan Lavia Naira, but the Yoshim do not take over the Father's Chus. But Maisa Yodeo, which is a Shchiach de Kishchus, a Tmidi de Kishchus, maybe this goes over Beyerusha. So now, all of a sudden, Rabbi is asking Akash on the whole Sugya, and he says, you know, could be Minat Torah. Maisa Yodeo belongs to the Yoshim. Let us see Rashi. Ve'eima bepiti abas knosa is the oynes, וחבולי סקוסוב מדבר, אבל מייסי יודע דמידי דשכיח, this is a שכיח דכרווח, וחוסרי בו ממוינו, and they're also losing money because of the מיצנה מנהיו, they're supporting her. Hey, מדידו אבא. So maybe we're only ממייד from this גזירה סקוסוב, only קנס, Chavolis, Pitui, but could be Maisa Yedeo, Taka belongs to the Yoshim. V'chein Tone Rav Chanine, B'Pitui Abbas, Knosis, V'Chavolis, HaKosov Medaba. So now the Gemara just brings in, that means, till now, we had a Machloikis, a Moiroim, if midarabonon, the Maisa Yodeh belongs to the Yoshim, that's what Rav Sheshis holds. And Rav Yosef and Rav said that, no, it belongs to her. Now all of a sudden we have Rabbi and Rabbi Chanine that say, I have news for you, min ha-Torah, it belongs to the Yoshim. Period. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Pshat in this Loshim. That means Rabbi and Rab Chanine said that the Pasuk that tells us that the Bonim do not Yarshin the Schus Aviyam Bebitoi, that is only by Pitoi, Knosois, there's a problem, Knosois Rashi says mean Oynes, is Oynes. The Loshon Rabim is a little shrep, Pitoi also means Knas. Vachavolois, these three things is not Moirish. Frek de Gemore, Chavolis, Tzara de Gufoninu. I have a question, Rav Chanine. How can you say Chavolis is not Moirish? Chavolis Bechlau doesn't belong to the Father. Chavolis is a Tzara Guf that Afilo Bechayev doesn't belong to the Father. Let us see what Rashi says. Sagt Rashi, Tzara de Gufahu. The tzare loy zochi leirach monolov. כדסניה בחייבו, בבנוי ובביטוי הקטנים, if someone was חייבו בבנוי בביטוי הקטנים, she don't give it to the father, יעשו להם סקולה, יבאי הקרקע for them. So, so למעשה, the father בכלל doesn't have a schus. So how could you say, now this is like a zaita kikashe. You're saying that the posik is telling us that that he's not moirish, the schus chavol is his children. He does, the schus chavol doesn't belong to him. The tzara guf bechlau the teira was not mezake. So the Gemara answers, know what chavolis is speaking about? Shepotzo bifoneho. Now what does Rashi say? He made a wound in her face. He made a scar in her face. The afchiso mikaspo. Now she's worthless. The iise laov dileyu. Such a, this pchas belongs to the father. The yeshloi bo mechem. Now, let's explain a little bit what the Gemara is saying. It's not to push it. Now, the Gemara seems to say as follows. We have here that Rab Hanina said over that the father is not Meirish Chabolis. So we try to figure out Chabolis is a tzar aguf, but Chlal doesn't belong to the father. So the Gemara says that's true. But there's sometimes a chavole that there's tashlumei nezik on the chavole. That means someone gave her a petza, a wound in her face. And so she's worth less to sell for an omo. And so the father, because of this petza, the father is losing. Is losing them. It's here the schus lemocho. Now she's worthless. So, petza, a chavolo, shepotzo befoneo, belongs to the father. And the posik is telling us that he is not moirish this schus to the children. Now, let's understand what we just said now. So what are we saying? We're saying that let's say, the Barais is telling us three things. If someone was ma'anis, a daughter, b'chaye ha'ov, the knas belongs to the father. If someone is potza b'foneho b'chaye ha'ov, it belongs to the father. Why does it belong to the father? So the Mark explains, because he could sell her. Well, you have to understand, he's selling her for an omo. An omo, he's not selling her to wipe dishes and to wash floors. He's selling her with a potential of yield. If the whole thing would be to wash dishes and wash floors, so it doesn't matter if she has a scar on her face or not. But the mechire is with an intention to, that he can take her for a wife. There's such a possibility in the mechire. No, if we're taking her for a wife, so her looks also are a factor in the Dmei HaMekach. So Memele, so the father has a schus to take Dmei Chavola. Fine. Now let's go to the Drosh. What is the Drosh telling me? The Drosh is telling me, but let's speak about what Knas means and what Potza Befanel means. What happens if someone was Ma'anis, the daughter, after the father died? So they don't have a schus to take knas. You have a schus to take the knas of a ma'anis. If someone was ma'anis her after the father died, they don't have a schus. Fine. Now that's called pitoy. That's called knosis. Now let's say what's called chavolis. We're learning out from the posik that if someone was chayvel her after you died, they don't get the schus chabolas. So let us ask a pertinent question. Let us ask a question. Before we talk about the chabolas, the pasuk is telling us they don't have a schus to take the chabolas. Let me ask a different question. Can they sell her for an omo? What are you talking about chabolas? Can they sell her for an omo? Now, if they can sell her for an Amma, so then they should taka get the schus chabolas. If they can't sell her for an Amma, so it's poshut that they don't have the schus to be chayvul. So what did they lose that potza before now? So this kasha the Pnei Yeshua asks, and the Pnei Yeshua says for a dover poshut that the zicha can't sell her for an Amma. Why? Because Amma is already a mechira leishus, and they never got a schus in Yisurim. They only got a schus, whatever schus we're speaking about, misnachalta moisam, you only need a miut in hilchis mominis. But in hilchis iser and Ebenezer, they never had a schus. So memele, so he says, so in theoretically, it's poshit that chavola zicha doesn't belong to them because they can't sell her for a number. And that what it says, chavolas is I don't need a drosha for chavolas. Pshat chavolas is that chavolas tamazoi they don't get because they can't sell her for an omo. The tan is just sticking in the things that they don't get knosis, and that I have a posik, and chavolas is, they don't get chavolas either, but not because of the posik. They don't get chavolas because tamazoi they can't sell her for an omo. So memeila, so it's poshut, they don't get chavolas. Fine. So now where are we up to? We're up to now, we have already 3 days in the shaila of the maisi yedei abbas. Rav Sheshes holds, if they're giving her mezoinis, midarabonon, it belongs to the Yerushim. Rav Yosef and Rav holds, even though they're giving her mezoinis, it belongs to her. And then we had Rav and Rav Chanina held that afilu they're not giving her mezoinis, that dafu would also belong to the Yerushim. The whole miut of Isnachal Tamoisin is only talking about Knossos, Amilsa, Deloy Shchiche, but the Maisi Adayim Zicha belongs to the Achim. Now, Oma Rav Zeire, Oma Rav Masne, Oma Rav. The Omri Lo, others said, Oma Rebbe Zeire, Oma Rav Masne, Oma Rav. Now, what's the difference? If we're Geiris Rav Zeire or Rebbe Zeire, he was the same person. No, in Bovel, he was called Rav Zeire because he wasn't a Musmach. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he got smicha, and then they called him Rebbe Zeire. Now the shaila is when he said this. Did he say this memre in Bovel, or did he say this memre in Eretz Yisrael? That's the whole nafkamine. Now, so what did Rav Zeire or Rebbe Zeire say? Bas anizoynes min ha'achem maise yodel la'atzmo. Dichsiv v'isnachaltem oysom livneichem acheichem, oysom livneichem b'loy b'neiseichem livneichem, magid shen odom moirish schus bitay livnoi. So from here we learn that this is taka posik min ha'teire, other kaponim, not like they sang over this member of Rav. Rav also filled with the Rabbana, doesn't belong to them. Bas ha-nizayin is menachem, but the Gemara is being al-kaponim min ha-teire, zikha doesn't belong to them. That's what Rav Zeire said b'shem Rav. Omer lei avimi bar papi, shokoid omro. We'll see, shokoid is Shmuel. We'll see why in Rashi, in Dorach, why he was called shokoid. That Shmuel said that the Maisi Yodayim does not belong to the Achim. So the Gemara asks, Shokeid Moni, Shmuel, Harav Omro. I mean, we know Claude Rav said this halacha, that Maisi Yodei Habas does not belong to the Achim. Eime Av Shokeid Omro. So the Gemara says, no, that Avimi Bar Papi is saying that Shmuel also said like that. That Maisei Abbas does not belong to the Yachim. Omar Mar Barameimel Ravashi, Hochi Omri Nerdoi, Hilchese kebose de Rav Sheshes. Now, Ma'aba Ameime said, L'maise nerdo, we paskin leit Rav Sheshes, Nabas anizoynis mina achim, Maise yodel la'achim. Ravashi yoma, Hilchese kebose de Rav, Behilchese kebose de Rav. L'aloche, we paskin leit Rav. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oma Rav Zeire, ba'omri lo Oma Rebbe Zeire, Hu Rebbe Zeire, Hu Rav Zeire. Ela bebovel mikami desol klare di Yisrael, lekami de Rabbi Yochanan. Before he went up to Rabbi Yochanan to Yisrael, vein smicha bebovel, ave korelei Rav Zeire. Bohosh maite ike leman de yoma mikami desamchu omro, ike leman de yoma bosa desamchu omro. Shmuel ave korelei shokait, Al shum de hilchese kebosei bedine, we paskun like Shmuel and dine momenis, v'shoikeid al dvorov lo imrom kehilchoso. That means, if a person is mechaven lahaloche, there's a bazundere shkide that is necessary, like this a person can say a svore and thus a good svore, but to be oimid al haloche, one needs a enormous amount of shkide. So Shmuel, who we paskin like Shmuel, but in a moment is, he was called the shoyked. The Orach says, shoye shoyked al dar say teure. So the Gemara asks, why do you say shoyked al marav omrolel? So the Gemara says, ke rav sheishes. Yeah, the Rav Omrolel says, af shoyked omro. And now we had, Marba Meime said we paskin kerav sheishes, the poshet lel bitoi mealmenosoi, v'homa maisi yedel la'achim, but la maisi ravashi said that hilchus kevosei derav, the maisi yedel la'atzmo, and that's how we paskin la'aloch.